from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Caratini lost one into right field. Playable. Tyler O'Neill is there and he puts it away. The Boston Red Sox have won the middle game of the series, defeating the Astros for the first time this year. That snaps a 7-game winning streak for Houston against the Red Sox, dating back to last season. The Astros, with a loss tonight, have still won 11 of their last 13 games. Tough one tonight.
Just want to be clear, that was not anybody in the booth cheering the outcome of that game.
Loud clapping.
Yeah.
That was some annoying Bostonian.
Right.
Or just Red Sox fan.
Right.
But might as well be a Bostonian at heart.
Whoever it was, they were an annoying person.
Somebody on a 99-degree day in Houston wearing a sleeveless fleece.
Yeah. It was funny, the other night when they won on the Yiner Diaz walk-off, and they're showing like a wide shot of the crowd.
Yeah.
And Callis is doing the thing that you do when they're showing a shot of the home crowd after a win. He recites what the attendance was and said, Yiner Diaz sending 40,751 home happy. And Amy and I are watching, I'm like, not that guy. Not that guy or that guy or that guy. Because the Red Sox travel pretty good.
Yeah,
the Red Sox are one of those teams that has fans everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as it used to be. Man, I remember when I first moved back here in 2007 and going to Minute Maid Park. And that was when the Astros were kind of starting on the downturn from the Clemens and Pettit years. And boy, Red Sox fans would invade that mofo in 2008 because they won the World Series in 2007. So it was peak Red Sox.
Yeah.
It was wild, man.
For people on the YouTube stream. That was
Yeah. That's I look like I got electroshocked. Yeah. So Astros lose last night. No biggie because the Seattle Mariners, that's all they do is lose.
Yeah. They're peeing down their leg in a big, big way.
Big
we should have added them to that segment yesterday when we did
leg
peeing down the leg peeing segment. We could do that. I was talking about what I was peeing down my leg about.
Right.
We could do one where we talk about where other people or teams are peeing down their legs.
Yeah, various uncontrollable urinators.
Yes.
Yeah.
Adult diaper wearers.
Yes.
No offense to anybody that has them, but as a sports team, that's not where you want to be ideally.
No.
You know? Typically, when you're wearing an adult diaper, you're not in the prime of your life.
We'll get back to the Astros in a second. Craziest use of an adult diaper? Not craziest, but
the people.
I have a good friend who's in broadcasting who oftentimes has to broadcast 3-, 4-, 5-hour pay-per-views.
Uh-huh.
He's older.
Yeah.
With WWE for a while.
Yeah.
People can put the pieces together.
Yeah.
He throws a Depends on. Yeah.
Goes for it.
Dark pants and Depends.
I was thinking about it when I walked past the adult diaper models that they use on the packages. I feel they're almost, they usually use kind of like a plus size male model.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel like I could maybe get a slide into that gig at some point.
You think?
Male model. I think right now I might be at the right age too, where I look like an adult, but I'm not, I don't look old yet.
Dude.
Where they might be like, I feel like a lot of guys that might be in the market for the first time for an adult diaper would be like, yeah, that guy's like me.
You could make it sexy, man.
I don't want to make it sexy. I'm trying to appeal to like the average man that's looking for it, you know? Now, if it is sexy,
you look pretty good, man.
Probably,
like you
want to appeal
to
both people, whichever they swing. So,
right.
I don't look like I'm overtly, but yeah.
All right. Good. And then we could get a sponsor for the leg peeing
Male
segment.
Diaper model Seth Payne.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ben.
Put it in the Google Doc of business ideas.
Of possible sponsorships for Seth.
We need to disrupt that industry. I bet there's like some old brick and mortar, you know, like, you know, how about some, you know what I would do? Like what they do with underoos. Except we would do it all from stuff from our childhood. I'd have like when we came of age, I'd have like Seinfeld and Welcome Back Potter, underoo, male diapers.
Right, right.
Yes.
That'd be great.
This is what we need to
do. Yeah.
Right.
Friends.
And for the ladies, we could do Judy Blume stuff and everything, you know?
Sopranos.
Yes.
Adult diapers.
Would I have Uncle Junior or Tony Soprano on it?
You could have either one. You could have multiple characters.
Nobody wants to be Uncle Junior. They want to be Tony Soprano.
Some people might, you know, but we can have multiple characters. Underoos didn't have all the superheroes on him. You could be Superman.
I got to go up and snatch exclusive licensing deals because nobody else is going for that right now.
Take the rest of the show off. You better do this now because someone's going to steal this idea. All right. So back to the Astros. Ranelle Blanco concern level on the Seth C. Painometer right now. What's your concern level?
I'm not as concerned as you are.
I'm concerned about Ranelle
Blanco. You're peeing down your leg about Ranelle Blanco.
I am a little bit. I'm concerned about Blanco, but I'm not concerned about the impact of it until I see what Verlander is.
Okay,
you know?
So here's the difference. So we talked about earlier, since June 3rd, Pro Baseball Reference hadn't updated it from last night's game yet, but he was at, like, going into last night's game, he was a 3.8 ERA since July 1st.
Okay.
So
that's gone up.
It's gone up, so he might be around 4, but he's been an average pitcher. Right. So, like, average MLB starting pitcher is about a 4.0 ERA.
Yeah.
We don't realize that in Houston because we've been so spoiled. We look at a 4.0 ERA like you should be out modeling male diapers. But that's also been, as I think he's just been struggling with some fatigue or wear and tear of pitching more innings than he's ever pitched before. I do feel like he can reclaim that now that they'll be in a steady six pitcher rotation.
Yeah.
More than anything, I just want to see him go deeper into games.
Yeah.
He's had too many 4-inning appearances.
And I think that's where you and I differ a little bit, is I'm just not as optimistic as you are that this 6-man rotation is going to be the exact elixir that he needs.
Right, because they have been able to give him some extra off days over this last stretch,
too.
So and we saw a bump. You know,
yeah. No, it's I'm not sitting here saying that he's trash all of a sudden.
During the commercial breaks, you are.
That's not true.
Don't
dime me out like that, Tua. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's not that I think he's hot garbage or anything like that. But we're now back in the world we're used to being in, which is the Astros are probably going to win the division. They're going to compete to at least get a bye in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
But if they don't, this becomes especially critical. Yeah, is what he's doing good enough to have a job in the major leagues for an average Major League Baseball team? Sure. Is it good enough to throw out there in October when you're trying to beat good teams and win a 5 or a 7-game or a 3-game series if you're in the wild card? He wouldn't pitch in the wild card round. I'm pretty confident of that.
Not as it is right now.
It'd be Fromber, Hunter Brown, and then if Verlander's healthy, it'd be him.
Right. But, I mean, we would have said the same thing about Hunter Brown not too long ago.
Yeah.
He's definitely not a top-three
guy. I say that. I'm acting like – well, no, it is a 3-game series. It's best 2 out of 3. So if you got to pitch those three guys, if you're in a wild card round, Ranelle Blanco enters the chat.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's going to pitch probably in the next round of the playoffs.
So I guess I'm not peeing down my leg about him just yet. I feel
I have little drips coming out. It's not a steady stream.
Right.
Very graphic.
Kikuchi's the guy that I'm not allowing myself to get super excited about. Partly it's because they're facing the Red Sox, and this is where I hated that I read this article in The Athletic about the demise of the Red Sox pitching this year, where they were off on a tear. They were like top two in every statistical category for the first part of the season, and now they've fallen off a cliff. Now their pitching is atrocious. One of the things that they did was they had their pitchers stop throwing as many fastballs, because the analytics bros, I think probably like the Astros all started throwing more change-ups. I think they started to realize teams were just really getting good at getting better at hitting fastballs.
Yeah.
So they kind of ambushed the league with how few fastballs they were throwing. The league caught up and figured it out, and now they're more ready for what they're seeing. So with Kikuchi, where they changed up his pitch selection a little bit, and we've seen immediate results, I just want to wait and see, like, if it endures and stands the test of time.
That's fair.
And I'd like to see him go at least. Just give me one third of an inning extra. Just get to blessed six, please.
Get to six next time. All right, so afternoon game today. Verlander on the mound. As regular season games go, this one is highly intriguing today. Verlander hasn't pitched since June 9th. And so we're 2.5 months with November. Man, credit the pitching, the coaching staff with these pitchers. Give him a lot of credit. Give a spot of credit for the way he's kind of juggled this staff and managed this whole thing.
Send him a package of Seth Payne brand underoos.
Yes.
We have Wade Boggs edition. That'll be something like, well, I guess Wade Boggs wouldn't be a good one. Right. We'll do a Nolan Ryan. I'll talk to him about it.
There you go.
I'll go through Reed. I don't want to. Nolan might get offended if I say, but like I'll be like, Reed, you know, you
float it to Reed.
You put Nolan Ryan on a package of adult diapers, those things will be flying off the shelves. Not just like the illegal variety that happens so much at drugstores these days, but people will be paying for them.
Paying for them. Yeah.
They're going to have to start putting the adult diapers under lock and key.
Like the razors?
Yes.
Yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I think you'd have people in their 20s and 30s buying it that don't even have problems with that kind of thing if you put Nolan Ryan on that bad boy.
So, yeah, so but the pitching staff deserves a lot of credit, both the coaches and the analytics staff. So the fact that they've been able to, and a spot or two just for the overall team, being able to manage through so many injuries.
Yep.
I'm irrationally confident in Spencer Arrighetti, who's also going to be going over his max here very shortly.
He's had like 5 good starts in a row, so like I'm enthusiastic about him. But like throwing him out there in October is a little different.
I think he's going to go through his career high innings in his next start, as long as it's a quality start.
Yeah, he's gotten better as the year's gone on for
sure. Hell yeah. No, and I think with Arrighetti, the same way it was with Hunter Brown just did it earlier. Arrighetti, you can see the growth and maturation. Mm-hmm. You can see them start to. You can almost read it on their faces that as they made that transition and it being more of a genuinely professional major league pitcher. So there's that.
I have zero concern about Hunter Brown right now. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got a big enough body of work where I feel like, okay, this is who he is at this point now. And some of it with him has to do with, like, his stuff is just so electric. You know, like, he's built for this. Like, he's physically, literally built for this. And I think people forget, he threw almost 160 innings last year.
Yeah.
You know, so he's got a year
he's
under
on
his
pace
belt
to throw more, but not by an alarming degree or
he
anything.
He got to break through at some point.
No, and that's where it's a more manageable feel.
Yes,
where with Blanco, it's a huge difference in comparison to how much he's been used as a starting.
It's uncharted territory
right.
for him.
Yeah. I think with Verlander, if you look at his minor league start, they had hoped to get him 75 pitches. He only ended up pitching 57. But it didn't look like he needed to stop. I think it was the people speculated it was just because he had a really long wait between the first and second inning. But I wonder if maybe now the pitch count is going to be the same because he hasn't gotten up there yet. That it's probably a 75 pitch count.
He needs to be efficient today. That's the biggest thing. I would almost rather.
Blanco last night. He pitched so many pitches.
Blanco kind of screwed him last night because you got Blanco last night who didn't go 4 innings. Through 84 pitches, and then you've got Verlander today, who's, like, if you get 5 innings out of Verlander, I would sign up for that right now.
Mm-hmm.
5 innings out of Verlander. Because I don't think he goes over 75 pitches today.
Mm-hmm.
It would be my guess. Text message, Sean, Blanco makes me dribble. Yeah, that's probably about where I am on that scale. Someone says I would be the perfect model for Depends, and I don't think that's a compliment.
I feel like it might. No, well, why? It's a. I do think when I look at these Depends or various other undergarments, yeah. male models that they yeah. use, I do think that maybe they need to shoot a little bit higher. I feel like they're going for, like, yeah, we want a guy that's relatable to the people they're buying. Just go ahead and start using, like, the super skinny freaks. Use these, like, 22-year-old male models or whatever and, like, it making the blue steel face, you know? Just do that.
You have taken a much closer look at the packaging on male adult undergarments.
This is the torture of having my brain is that I can't, my brain and the way it operates, it's...
Grocery shopping with you, I feel like, would be a lot of fun.
It's a... I'd say I get a lot of texts from my wife when I'm shopping that are like, are you okay?
Where are you?
I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. She's like, you've been at Walmart for 90 minutes.
Where do you get... Where do you get...
Everywhere is the answer. I get hung up?
Yes.
Everywhere. I get hung up at the outdoors section, even though I didn't have to take a path through the outdoors. Do you know how long it takes to plan a camping trip that I'm not actually taking, Sean? I'm sitting there. I'm calculating the weight of my pack. And I'm like, oh, what? I'm being soft. I don't need a camp stove. Like, but it would be nice.
And then you go out to your car and you just close your eyes for 30 minutes and imagine the camping trip would have been on.
No, it's not that I'm like fantasizing about it or anything. I'm actually planning for it. I'm like actually just making decisions that are hard decisions, Brandy.
Yeah.
Brandy, these are not easy decisions.
Right.
The weight of your pack affects the enjoyment you get on that trip by a large degree. And God forbid a snowstorm blows through. Like, you don't want to be underprepared, but you also got to have energy to pack out.
I love that.
Dude,
Walmart.
It's a labor, man.
That's a rough place to go if you're easily distracted, man.
Yeah,
they got everything in there.
I know. But I don't impulse purchase or anything.
That was my next question. Like, well, okay, what percentage of stuff that you stop and fantasize and look at?
I'm on Consumer Reports in Walmart way too much. I really am. I'm like, well, yeah, this is of course a better. Why are these priced so differently? Oh, this is an outrage.
That's great. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Texans back at practice in about 45 minutes. So we got to hustle out there today, my friend.
We'll be fine. What, are we going to get fined? run through the cone, Sean.
Nobody wants to see that.
The first thing I did when I retired from football, I stopped running through cones.
Yeah, did you throw your cones out?
I pull up short.
You used to bring cones with you on the road.
Well, yeah, I use cones for mental drills. When I'm walking through...
Get ready for the show. Get ready to go on YouTube.
I still have the drills for it. No, I don't run at all anymore. Just because of
knees.
I'm thinking about with these Hokas. I feel almost like I might be able to jog a little bit.
Don't push yourself, man. Whatever you're doing is working. Don't do something that's going to...
I feel like there's something, though, about actually... Well, like, I walk a lot.
Yeah.
But there's something about running that just clicks something in your body. Your body was meant to run. And there is something, like, I don't know, metabolically or whatever else, it's just different than any kind of... I could do the exact same heart rate on an elliptical machine or a stationary bike, and it just doesn't feel like your body responds to it the same way as, like, doing that exact same heart rate and everything else when running.
Yep.
The endorphins aren't... that's what it probably is. I don't think... I think your body naturally releases the endorphins when you're running.
Dude, I don't get runners, man. And my daughter is one. She coaches running.
The biggest thing, if you're somebody that's trying to run and you just feel like, oh, I'm not a runner, the problem is don't think of yourself as somebody who needs to run well.
Yeah.
It's whatever... Like, when your daughter is running at a five-mile clip, a five-minute-mile clip, like, for most people, that's probably like an 11-minute mile in terms of exertion level and
that's
everything.
That's true.
And if you want to get that feel, that good feel, just run it where it actually feels enjoyable.
Where it feels enjoyable, but you feel like you're getting some exercise.
If you have to walk a good amount, then no big deal.
Trust me. I have to walk a good amount. All right. I watched the highlight reel of 2022 Damian Pierce yesterday. It got me sad thinking about this coming Saturday. I will explain... Coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.